So this guy Joe's in his mid-40s, and for decades he has been experiencing these excruciating headaches, and nothing is helping, not medication, not lifestyle changes, nothing. So he goes to see his doctor about it, finally, since his career is starting to suffer, and he gets shuffled from one specialist to another until he finally meets up with this surgeon who runs some tests and then comes back to him and says, okay, well, the good news is that I can cure your headaches. The bad news is that it's going to require castration because you have this rare condition in which your testicles press up against the base of your spine, and that referred pressure is giving you these awful headaches, and I'm afraid the only way to cure your symptoms permanently is to, you know, remove your testicles. And Joe is shocked and depressed at this news, and he briefly considers whether this surgery is worth the cost, but he decides, you know what, I can't live like this, and he agrees to have the surgery. Surgery goes off without a hitch, no complications whatsoever. When he leaves the hospital, he's without a headache for the first time in 20 years, but he is feeling sort of insecure and feels like an important part of him is missing. But he is walking through his city, sort of contemplating about his manhood and such, and he walks past this men's clothing boutique and decides, oh, that's what I need. I need a new suit. That'll make me feel better. So he walks into the shop and he tells the salesman, hello, I would like a new suit. And this tailor is rather elderly, and he eyes Joe up and down and goes, let's see, all right, you're a size 44 long. And Joe laughs and he goes, yeah, that's right. How did you know that? And the tailor goes, I've been in business 60 years. I've gotten very good at this. And Joe says, I guess so. And he tries on the suit, fits him like a glove. He thinks he looks wonderful in it. It's comfortable. The tailor goes, want a shirt to go with that? A nice new shirt? And Joe says, yeah, all right, why not? And the tailor goes, all right, you are a 34 sleeve and a 16 and a half neck. And Joe is surprised and pleased and goes, I can't believe you can do that without a measuring tape. Like, seriously, that's my exact measurement. How did you do that? And the salesman goes, I'm telling you, 60 years in the business, I've gotten real good at telling measurements. And Joe tries the shirt on. It fits perfectly. Salesman asks him if he wants some shoes, too. Joe says, well, sure. Those loafers look good. And the salesman goes, all right, you are a 9.5E. And Joe's like, yes, geez, you really are good at this, even with shoes. Wow. And salesman goes, well, I got a real treat for you. You know, we just got this shipment in of imported Italian silk underwear. I think you would really, really like it. And it would really, you know, complete the ensemble, if you ask me. And Joe says, yeah, sure. Give me two pairs of those. And salesman goes, okay, let's see. You are a 36. And Joe goes, ah, no, gotcha. Sorry, I actually have been wearing a 32. For the past, you know, 20 years. And the salesman gets this worried look on his face and goes, oh no, that you can't wear a size 32. Seriously? A size 32 underwear would press your testicles up against the base of your spine and give you one hell of a headache.